Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I'd like to share with you a very important thing that will help you constantly improve and get better and become all that you are capable of. And that point is this. Do not stay too long on any sport. Now, when I talk about staying too long on a sport, what I'm referring to is not necessarily a physical location. That is to say, maybe you are at this point in Abuja, and I say do not overstay on a sport, and you think what I'm saying is that when you stay in Abuja for a while, you should now move to Enugu, go to Lagos, Port Harcourt, or Kano. That is not what I'm saying. When I say do not overstay on a sport, what I mean is that when you get to any point in life, you should not remain stagnant at that point. You should not stay too long at that point. You see, what I find is this. When we are in situations or levels we consider uncomfortable or where we don't want to be, there is this compelling force. There is this drive to reach out for more. There is this drive to become more. There is this drive to even attain more than what we have ever achieved. The temptation is that when we have achieved certain level of result or progress in our lives and work, we settle down at some point and feel like, oh, we have arrived. We settle down and stop putting in as much effort as we have put in the past. We settle down and feel like, oh, why am I struggling again? After all, I now have this amount of revenue. I projected before the year end that what I would be able to do is to make about 5,000 units of sales. Now, I've even exceeded it and I'm now making 1,500 units of sales. The temptation when you get to this point is to feel, oh, I can now relax. Why work hard? Why struggle? Why maintain consistency and all that? And you feel like, let me relax. Another thing is that when you are striving to be noticed, you are striving for your craft to be noticed. If you are a creative person, when you start creating, your prayer is that God, let somebody notice this. And once the awards, once the applause start coming, the temptation is to feel, you don't plan it, that's a matter of fact. The temptation is to stop working as hard as you used to do. The temptation is to stop putting as much effort as you used to put for the work you do. Now, I say it's a temptation because you can resist it and many people have fallen for it. And the consequence is that where they were celebrated before, they become not celebrated again. The consequence is that where they were celebrated before, nobody recognizes them. The consequences are that they used to have the highest, largest market share in their own industry, except that today nobody even noticed that they are there. And that is where you see people trying to survive with very large advertising budget, with a lot of PR and all that. What I'm encouraging you to do today is this. Whenever you get to any point in life, that is to say you set a goal and reach it, do not, yes, you bask in the euphoria of having achieved your goal, you bask in the euphoria of having been applauded, being recognized and all that. However, after that, there's something you have to do. Settle down and ask yourself, am I going to stay there here forever? No. Therefore, begin to aim for higher places to get to. Begin to plot, plan, pray, and walk towards bigger places. Start asking yourself, how do I become a better me? How do I ensure that this one I have achieved is I achieve more than that? How do I ensure that I reach more goals? How do I ensure that I beat more targets? How do I ensure that I get more results than I have gotten in the past? For me, I don't know how I came about learning this. I have constantly reviewed what I do. It was while I was reviewing some of the things I do, I began to see how much typos that exist in the work, in my previous work. I started blogging in 2012, September. Now, at that point, I was far more younger than I am now, and I was a student, an undergraduate. And at that point, I was trying to combine blogging and my academic work. So I noticed I don't give enough attention to the fact to my blogging so that I'll be able to give a very clean work and all that. And there are other errors I found out. When I found out this, I said, okay, I have to start making this. I have to make this amendment. I have to start doing this and I have to stop doing that. These are practical things I have to do to make improvements in the output of my content, in the quality of the content I give out at Brojid World. Even today, I've not even arrived. I've not even started anything. No talk of arriving. I listen to my podcast more than anything. You may not know this, but the podcast I just published, I get back to them to listen. Not just for criticizing it, though. I listen to them because the insight I share with you, I also need it in my life. The fact that I'm the person saying it does not mean that I can apply it all the time. In fact, let me tell you something that happened. When I find it difficult to forgive people, when the pressure comes on me not to forgive people, I go back to that podcast I titled Making Forgiveness Easier. I listen to it again and again and again and again. And the joy of it is that it's just 10 minutes. So I can put it in my earphone, put an earphone, plug it, put it on repeat. I listen to it for 30 minutes, that's 3 times. Before I finish this, every single word I say was sinking. And even let me tell you another thing that happened. When I listen to it in that fashion, I begin to get fresh insights based on that same thing I have said before. So what I'm saying in clear terms is this: I listen to myself to learn, but more than that is the fact that I listen also to notice what are the flaws in my presentation, what are the flaws in my speaking and all that. And one of those things I found one of the days is that I talk too fast. Now, many people may not recognize it because they are used to the way I talk, but I know some other persons wouldn't. I also noticed some flaws in my editing and, you know, minor things like that. You may call it minor. You may not even notice it because you are not listening for the technical quality. You are listening for the content. Now, for me, I continue to make improvements in that area. Once in a while, I call friends and say, what do you think if you were God and you are asked to recreate Joseph Dimwoki, what would you change about me? I have very sincere friends. They will tell you point blank, this is what I think you should do. This is what I think you stop doing. And I think you're overdoing this side. You are not overdoing this side. Do you know why I engage myself in this? I do not want to remain on a spot. I want to move from where I am to where I can be. I want to move from my level of excellence to where I should be. Before the end of this year, 2016, at some point I just realized that, now I write content. My visits every day is 2,200 visits on Brodue.com. And now I find that, some people want to read these things, but they don't have time to read. Even me, there are websites I want to read, but I don't have time to read their material. So I say, if I can give them podcasts, then if you cannot read the text, at least you can listen. They are not exactly the same thing, but at least you'll be able to get the key things, the key points made for every topic you can download the podcast to listen to. What I'm telling you my own story is not for any reason, but to help you see this. How I have decided not to remain on a spot. Constantly, I'm reading materials to learn better ways of writing. I'm reading materials to learn better ways of presenting my point. Reading materials to learn better ways of doing all the different works I do. I mean, I develop websites for people. I do other kind of media-related work. I constantly read to make sure I improve on myself. That is how I will be able not to remain on a spot. I want to help you understand this. It is when people refuse to put in effort to get away from where they are to where they can be, that they are beat by competition. They remain there thinking that they are the big boys. They remain there thinking that nobody does it as good as they do, except that they will sit down and one day a little boy, a little company, a little ministry, a little organization will come and overthrow them, and they will have zero relevance in their sphere of influence. That is why I encourage you, please do not remain on the spot. And there is a key to ensure that you do not ever remain on the spot. Constantly appraise your work. Constantly ask yourself, where can I do this work better? How can I improve on what I'm doing? How can I improve on my presentation? How can I improve on my singing? How can I improve on my writing? How can I improve on any kind of work you do? You see, if you can constantly do this for yourself, then I can assure you, you cannot remain on a spot. As a matter of fact, if you do this every day, you will be constantly improving every day. What's the point I've made today? I said that no matter how much results you have attained in any area of your life, please do not remain at that level of achievement. Stretch for more. And the key to ensure you don't remain on the spot is to constantly, regularly, and sincerely appraise yourself and see, where do I make improvement and where can I get better?
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free content when you visit Brodue.com. That is Brodue.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brodue World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.